Next, create a schedule and assign due dates. Every goal requires a time commitment. Set aside time in advance to complete your tasks. Also, do remember that all your tasks have to revolve around your commitments. It is important to keep yourself motivated throughout the process of pursuing a goal or pursuing your goals, especially in relation to deadlines. Somewhere, deadlines are a necessity. See, if there is no deadline, then you will work or you will have your goals, but you will aimlessly be fulfilling those goals. Aimlessly, because there's no time frame. So it is very important that you first, when you have your goals, you also specify the timeline there. So what happens is that when you specify that timeline or you have that you are, sorry, when you specify the timeline or you are time bound, then you will put in more effort to achieve that. Take your own case. You have an exam, so you know that if exams are after 15 days, these last 15 days, you will put in more effort compared to what effort you put in last month. You will say, now it's only 15 days left. Will you not put in more effort? Simple. So you need to set aside time in advance. So be practical as far as usage of time is concerned for goals. Be very practical that, look, you know, I'm giving myself 1 week, and then you'll say, oh, but 1 week? And how do you get to know that? After 5 days. So out of 7 days, 5 days are done, you'll say, how will I complete this in 1 week? That doesn't make sense. Right from the start, ask yourself that, will these 7 days be enough, or should I spend more time? Or should I ask myself that, don't give myself 7 days to complete this, 2 weeks will definitely be required. Also, remember that your tasks have to revolve around your time commitment. So again, you can decide what needs to be done at this juncture. You can postpone some other task. You can tell your team members to give more attention towards one task right now because we are nearing the stage of completion. So that all can be done by using a logical thought process. And the moment you lose hope, the moment you feel, oh gosh, this seems difficult, then trust me, if you feel that as a team leader, your team members will also lose hope and then things may go haywire. So just see to it, no matter what, do not give up. Do not give up. You have to remind yourself that it needs to be completed. And you have to keep reminding yourself that this is a responsibility given to you. When you are given a responsibility, how is it that you will not complete it? See, any responsibility I take, what is up to me? That I have to complete it. I need to complete it. So, how I complete it, that is up to me, but I need to complete it. So take it as a challenge. Remind yourself that I have been given this responsibility. Let me make the best of it. Let me live up to this responsibility. I have got this opportunity. So let me complete it within that time frame. A realistic timeline of everything you need to accomplish can help you create expectations for achieving your goals. Thus, though your goals may run into obstacles, they have to be achieved within the time frame. Every road to achieving of goals, it is not necessary that there will be no obstacles. There will be stones on the road. You have to just be focused on the goal. That is my goal. I need to achieve it. And if there are stones, I yet have to move there. I have to tell myself, this too shall pass. That means I will you know, be able to deal with all the issues, problems that have come up, because I have to reach there. Goal setting process, the next step, regularly check in on the progress. Keep monitoring. Ask yourself, are you content? Do you go further? Are you content? If you feel that you're not content, what is it that is making you feel, or what is it that is giving you a feeling of dissatisfaction or discontentment? Ask yourself. Regularly review your progress. Now, when I review my progress, I should also be able to compare it with my plan. What is my plan? That is important. Is it going as per the plan? If it's not going as per the plan, then there's definitely something that is incorrect. So this will help you determine whether you are on track to achieve your goals. It is important to segment your goals. If I have four goals to accomplish, I compartmentalize. I keep each one separate from the other. They may be interconnected, but I also keep each one separate from the other. Why? Because this is my first goal, this is my second goal to accomplish, this is third, this is a fourth. So I've started working towards the first and the second goal. So where have I progressed? How far have I gone? That's what it is, right? So keep monitoring. I cannot wait to monitor at the end, because it is likely that some mistakes may have happened. It is likely that I may have not accomplished or achieved some aspects related to those goals. So it is best that I keep monitoring on a regular basis. Thus, measuring your progress is an essential part of setting effective goals, and it can guide you. It can give you an idea as to how close you are to accomplishments of the goals, right? So, as I said, if you regularly monitor, you will also realize where exactly are you, how far are you from achieving it, finally achieving it. It is important not to get demotivated while reviewing your progress, because a lot of regular life events may push back the deadlines. See, I just told you some time back, problems come and go. I read something very nice. Problems are like waves. One wave will come, it'll go. Another wave will come, it'll go. In the same way, problems will come and go. One problem will get resolved, and before you realize, another problem may come up. Before you realize, you will say, oh gosh, my colleague has stopped coming to work because he's got health problems, and now achieving this goal is more of a problem because we have two team members who are not there. So this may again push back the deadline. But you also have solutions like, is it possible for you to have more manpower? Can you get access to more manpower to accomplish this? So, you know what? Every problem will come, but every solution will be there to resolve that problem. This should not make you go off track. Off track, that means suddenly you'll realize that I'm going off track, I'm not able to handle this goal. You yet need to be on that path. You have to get yourself there. The moment you realize you're going off track, get yourself back. That is most important. See, if you keep a check on your emotions, if you keep a check on your behavior and your mindset, if you realize that you're getting demotivated, the moment you realize that, you pull yourself up, then you are achieving what you have to. Because setbacks will be there. But in spite of setbacks, how am I progressing? That is up to me. Now we talk of challenges related to goal setting. Setting and achieving goals may not always be easy. There are various challenges which one may face. First is lack of clarity. Lack of clarity in setting goals happens when the goals are unclear, vague, and not expressed clearly. So the person who has set the goals but has not explained the goals properly to you, or the way the goals have been put forward, you're quite unclear with what it is. You definitely can ask questions, you can ask for clarifications, you can resolve your doubts, but your mind has to understand clearly what is the goal or what are the goals and what needs to be done to achieve these goals. If you feel the need to take help from others to actually understand, you can do so. If communication is unclear, then it may lead to confusion. Definitely, because the moment communication is unclear, it means that there is space for misunderstanding. There is space for misinterpreting the information. Now, when information is misinterpreted, then definitely you will not feel that enthusiastic to really accomplish. And then everything that is even simple will seem complicated. Everything that is simple will seem complicated to you. So what can you do in such a situation? You can definitely do some reading. You can definitely talk to people who are more experienced. You can definitely discuss with all the people in your team. See, there are various ways and means. The moment there is confusion, before you get highly demotivated, come up with ways and means to resolve it. And you will find a solution. Lack of alignment, the next challenge, which means the organization's vision and mission is not aligned with the team's. When the vision and mission is not aligned with the team, then what happens? You realize that somewhere as a team, there is poor performance through that team. The team is not really cooperating with what has been put forward by a person who is wanting the goals to be achieved. Because the team has varied goals. Because the team is not having the same vision as the organization. So this can lead to a sense of frustration. To avoid this situation, managers should ensure that the goals are consistent with the organizational goals. So consistency is very crucial. Because the moment your goals are consistent, that means your goals and the organizational goals are moving in the same direction. Then definitely that will make a difference in terms of the way it is perceived by one and all. But if there is lack of alignment, then definitely the outcome will not be in the direction as expected, which can ideally lead to more problems. The third challenge, insufficient resources. Maybe lack of manpower, lack of funds, right? So if the goals are far too demanding, then there may be lack of resources such as funds, equipment, or even lack of time. Insufficient resources can lead to stress, arguments, and dissatisfied consumers. To avoid this challenge, managers should allocate the required resources immediately. Now, if resources are not sufficient, then it kind of can make one and all feel that this is not really appreciated. At times, resources may be insufficient because of lack of availability. At times, resources for one team may be insufficient because the other team has received the resources and the second team has to yet wait. So what happens is that there could be clashes, conflicts, disputes, disagreements. This could lead to more stress and anxiety. Anxiety because work may not be completed within the time frame. Anxiety because how will you complete the work if you do not have access to resources? So it is very important that the resources are available and the resources are adequate. That means what resources you need, that is very much there. And this needs to be one aspect which you have to put in effort. When I say put in effort, you as a manager need to see to it that the resources have to be available. The resources have to be available. If the resources are not available, then you have to really decide what to do next. But you cannot let that anxiety, anxiousness, stress, worry impact all the team members, and then they are wondering how to deal with this goal. Absence of feedback. It takes place when goals are not monitored. Feedback is the response or reaction to a situation or a person. Any goal should have feedback. It is important for feedback, or it is important, my mistake, it is important to get feedback from the team regarding the progress. Managers should see to it that they monitor the progress and performance of the goals and get timely feedback. Managers should continuously monitor the progress. That is understood, that is required. But to get timely feedback, because if there is negative feedback of some of the team members, then I immediately communicate with them, discuss with them, give them suggestions as to how they can improve and what can be done. But it is very important to get and give feedback on a timely basis. Because what happens is that feedback will help you understand where you are. Feedback will help you understand how to progress further. Feedback will help you understand what can be done so that negative feedback can be changed to positive feedback. Conclusion. Thus, goal setting is an important process for every organization. Effective goal setting can keep your employees accountable, responsible, and focus on productivity. The focus is how to attain the goals, though there can be obstacles. And lastly, rewarding your employees for achievement of goals can be looked into, since it can be possible that rewarding your employees for achievement of goals can be looked into, since it can be possible that productivity may increase. Now, definitely, the moment we have incentives, monetary rewards, non-monetary incentives, it may increase productivity. Chances are high. Then, of course, it depends on a lot of other factors too. But if an employee is appreciated that he or she has achieved the goals, then definitely it kind of gives a sense of contentment to the employee, especially when we talk of awards and rewards. So goal setting is definitely the need of the hour. We're living in very competitive times, so it is very important to set goals for ourselves. And we need to constantly monitor our goals and understand where we can improve so that our goals are achieved faster. Thank you.